Good morning. I'm Cameron Pigott with the Lee County Visitor and Convention Bureau. Commissioner Brian Hammond was unable to join us this morning, so on behalf of him, I'd like to thank you for joining our September Tourism Industry Call. Before we get started, I think the elephant in the room is it is unfortunately the one-year anniversary, and I certainly don't want to talk about that, but I just want to say thank you to each of you for how hard you've worked this year, the energy you've put in, the commitment you've made to our community. You know, it's awe-inspiring, to be honest. And while I know we all have a lot of mixed emotions today, I just really want to say thank you for all the hard work. So with that, check box, let's move on. And I'm going to ask Carol Obermeyer to give us an update on air service and other things going on at the Southwest Florida International Airport. Carol, remember to hit star 2 to unmute yourself. We're ready to hear from you.
Hey, Cam. Hey, everybody. How are you this morning on this muggy, foggy morning? Well, at least it's foggy out here at the airport. Yeah, thank you for having me. Just want to give you an update on some air service announcements we've had in the past few months, and we're going to have a very, very, very busy winter and spring. So I'll start off with Breeze Airways. They announced new Akron Canton. Actually, it was here a few years ago, but it's come back with Breeze. That starts November 16th. And a reminder, everybody, everything I am saying, this is on our air service update, and it's on our website. So you can find everything that I'm talking about on our website. So also, Breeze is going to start new Columbus weekly starting November 16th. New Louisville, that will start November 16th. New Orleans, we're super psyched about the New Orleans. My counterpart in New Orleans at Louis Armstrong, we've both been pushing for this, and I know everybody here has as well. So that's starting November 2nd. New Norfolk for Breeze, that starts November 2nd. New Pittsburgh for Breeze, that's going to be starting November 15th. Super excited about this recent announcement is New Portland, Maine. That's starting November 15th. That's going to be super exciting for us. We have a lot of people. That has been a very demanded flight for us. People have reached out and said they really wanted Portland, Maine back. New Raleigh-Durham, new for Breeze in here, that starts November 17th. New Richmond, Virginia, that starts November 15th. And new Syracuse, that starts November 17th. Also have a couple new announcements with Frontier Airlines. They will be starting new Buffalo weekly starting November 17th. And new Detroit starting November 16th. New Iceland, Islip Long Island, starting November 16th. New Minneapolis for us here. That's going to be daily. That will start November 16th. And a new Syracuse for Frontier, and that starts November 16th. So with some of these new cities, you're going to have choices to go on a few carriers to go to these destinations. I may have said this before, but JetBlue is starting Worcester. I'm going to say it like that. Worcester. I think I said it right. Starting January 4th. And that'll be weekly, but then it does go daily, I think, in February or March, kind of timing in with Red Sox and spring training. Also, we have a couple new carriers to talk about. Lynx Air. They're going to start Toronto service. That's weekly. They bumped up the start time. It was going to be December 10th. Now it's going to start December 1st. And also we have a new airline, Porter Airlines. They're going to start Toronto service November 10th. Very, very nice product. Has a 3-class configuration, and they were going to be using the E195. So it's the first time they're going to be bringing that aircraft into the U.S. So we're super excited for that to come into RSW and for Porter to join our team. Spirit Airlines is going to be starting new Charleston. So we're going to have another Charleston flight. That starts November 16th. They also will be starting new Nashville. That's going to be weekly, and that starts November 16th as well. They also will be ramping up for New Norfolk. That starts November 16th. And New Richmond, that starts November 15th. So Tam, and if Simone or is on here, Simone always helps us with the volunteers and our inaugurals. I think we're all going to be pretty busy coming in November. And it's going to be crazy, but it's good. It's good to be busy.
Hey, you know, nothing makes me happier than more flights because there's only one way to get them here, right? I mean, we're pretty far down on the peninsula of Florida, and you know, we need those flights to be successful. So it's great to hear all of this new service, Carol. I love that we're getting multiple airlines out of cities. I mean, you know, it shows the growth of demand from those areas to our community, that multiple airlines believe that they can be successful there. And it's good for the consumer because then they get price choices, right? It creates some competition.
Exactly. That's exactly that. You're spot on that, Tam.
On a personal note, I'm noticing some ACC cities in there. So we just need them to start a little sooner so I can get to some football games.
Oh yeah, man. I know. Who else said
all
that?
Good.
Someone else said that too. And you know, no, your daughter's not in Austin anymore. American is gonna bring back their Austin flight daily for this winter for a few months. So they did it last year too, but I think they extended it a little longer this year. So we're gonna have some nonstop Austin too.
I think that's
also
great.
I think we talked a little bit about, too, Tam, you and I and your team, but Discover will add an extra section. They're going to be two times a year this year versus, last year is once a year because of Ian, but going back, typically they were always three times a year to Frankfurt. They're going to be two. They actually have some aircraft wide-body issues. They're rotating in for heavy maintenance, so it's going to be twice a week through till March, and when they start getting, you know, rotating them back in and getting more, I think next winter they'll be back into their regular three, and at Christmas time they're going to add an extra section. So I have the dates, I'd have to get them to you, but Christmas they're going to go to three times a week for the heavy volumes they expect for the German play, for the Frankfurt play.
That's great news. That's really good news.
No, it is. It's great. And I just want to keep everybody just, you know, come a little earlier to the airport, who's on the line. You know, there's some construction going on. So just be aware of that, you know, maybe get here a little earlier to go through the screening, TSA screening. So just be cognizant of that.
Yeah, we're excited about the construction, but it also can add a little confusion for our regular travelers, right? The way to the gate might be a little bit different, or you know, the process might take a little longer. So we, you know, for everyone on the call, please be sure to share with your guests that, you know, maybe plan a little bit extra time. I have to admit, I'm guilty of cutting it close sometimes, so I'll have to add a little time myself in there.
Especially when you you check in the night before, you just have carry on, then it's like, oh, all right, I don't need to. I can just go right in, go up to TSA screening. I'm totally bad. I'm guilty of that as charged. We're super amazingly excited about all this. So I think we may have a few other announcements here by the end of the week, too, with another carrier. So, and it would be Midwest oriented. So, you know, I know you guys, Tam, you guys really market very well the Midwest. So there may be some new cities coming from there as well that we're going to announce soon for this winter.
They love to escape that snow, and let's hope it's a really snowy winter because we need them. You know, I think that, you know, it is exciting, and I love the New Orleans, just to add there. You know, a few years ago, we started going hard into Texas, and I think we've seen that pay off. Those Texans typically, also the people from New Orleans or the Southern Louisiana tend to go to the panhandle of Florida. And, you know, they drive over, you know, my opinion, as expensive as it is to buy gas, you can probably buy the flight. And the difference of price in hotel are summer rates compared to the Panhandle summer rates. They can come have a different experience. So we'll definitely try to get all over that to sell that New Orleans service. I'm excited about that.
And, we were too.
It's good for our community too.
No, it really is. And, one other thing, Brian and I were at Seattle. We were out at Alaska's headquarters, and they're going to bring back the LAX flight. They just had Seattle last year. You know, everyone remembers initially they started with Seattle on LAX, but they're going to bring it back this year, and they're really going to try. And I think it's going to start off, I think, four times a week. Then it'll go daily, both of them. And they're looking at, because we really pushed for Seattle, and then it dropped off to, in the summertime, only twice weekly. So we're really pushing them for keeping the Seattle in. We push daily. We always push high, Brian and I. And then maybe keep a presence of LA, too, in the market this summer. So they're just kind of things that we, Brian and I, are working on as well, you know, with what we're doing. So that's it from RSW. I'll be more than glad to take any questions if anybody has any.
Does anybody have any questions for Carol? If you do, hit star 2 to unmute yourself. You know, Carol, it's been a while since we had one of these calls. I'm going to guess they're going to be shy this morning. I also have a feeling that attendance might be down a little bit. I know there are a few anniversary events going on this morning, so we could have some of our normal callers out there. But I appreciate you, Carol. If you don't mind staying on, maybe there'll be some questions at the end.
Absolutely. I'll be here. Thanks, Tam.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay.
With
thank
that,
you.
I'm going to shift to Jeff Mielke. Jeff, remember, star 2, and we look forward to hearing an update from you.
Hey, good morning, Tam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Good morning, everyone. It's been a while, but we've had a busy summer leading into a great fall. Tam and I actually did a presentation for the Horizon Council last week, and we went over a recovery-themed presentation. And going through that presentation, you know, last year, sports tourism was on a pace to break, you know, the all-time record for hotel room nights and economic impact and all that good stuff. And then Hurricane Ian hit, so we lost pretty much the last 3 months of the year. I'm happy to say that through at least the end of July, we are on that same pace as far as having a record-setting year. So we've got, you know, as typical, August and September are a little lean for sports. Kids are back in school, but we're really picking up fast. In fact, today starts our largest event of the year, single event of the year at least, Perfect Games World Wood Bat. We'll fill this town up over the next 4 or 5 days. And that really rolls into our fall baseball and sports tourism activities. You've got the Roy Hobbs World Series still coming, Senior Softball Winter Nationals. But the real thing I wanted to just mention to everyone on the call today was we've really emerged as a really strong basketball destination in both high school and college. So Thanksgiving week, I hope everyone is starting to think of Thanksgiving week as partly it's college basketball week. We've got the Fort Myers tip-off at Suncoast Arena, and we have the Gulf Coast Showcase, which is at Hertz Arena. And both of those events bring a lot of players and fans to our destination and bring a lot of economic activity Thanksgiving week to the hotels that they stay at. This year is going to be pretty unique in the women's basketball portion of it. On Thanksgiving night, and we're trying to figure out how to challenge everyone to come out Thanksgiving night. We know it's travel season. We know it's family day. But at 6 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving evening, if you're not busy or you want to get out of the house and stretch a little bit, you know, bring yourself and your family over to Suncoast Arena. We have Indiana and Tennessee women playing on National Fox television. So this isn't FS1. This is Big Fox after NFL games that day. And we want to make sure that we do Fort Myers proud on Fox Television. We want to make sure that when that camera pans around the auditorium, the arena, that it's full. And so we're trying to think of different challenges, you know, whether it's through the high school system, whether it's through our hospitality industry, but we need people in that building. Intersport folks are going to offer a $10 ticket that night. And Tennessee and Indiana women are both top 10 preseason. They're both phenomenal basketball programs. And if we're going to talk about supporting women's sports, here's a chance, and we need to put our best foot forward on that. Right after that, so that's Thanksgiving night. The following day on Friday, and back down at Hertz Arena at the Gulf Coast Showcase, you've got Iowa women, which is Caitlin Clark. If any of you watched the women's Final Four last year, Iowa played LSU for the national championship, and Caitlin Clark is kind of the face of women's college basketball right now, and they're in the same bracket as FGCU women. So in that whole weekend, in about a four-day period, we're going to have the best women's basketball in the nation happening in Fort Myers. And so I want to make sure everyone understands that. There are opportunities to go see these young ladies play really good basketball. And then I don't want to overshadow the quality of the men's tournament back in the Fort Myers tip-off. You've got Wisconsin, Virginia, West Virginia, SMU coming in. Pretty much already sold that out. That's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. But again, brings high prestige, brings national attention. The destination gets three 30-second commercial spots on Fox and FS1 throughout those basketball games. So just continuing to market our destination. It's just not a baseball destination. We do other sports here, and basketball is really starting to emerge as a significant impact for us. And then certainly the oldest of all the events, I think they're celebrating their 50th year this year, is the City of Palms Basketball Classic, which is the best high school college basketball tournament in the United States, and that is later in December, right before Christmas. And I think the last time I checked with Mary on that, they have the number 1, 2, 3, 4 players in America playing in this tournament. So to have the top four high school basketball athletes playing in Fort Myers, again, just lends to the quality of that we are becoming as a basketball destination. So that is kind of my report. I think you're starting to see spring training schedules come out for next spring. I think that's going to be a really good season. At least I've talked to both of our local reps there, and they're excited about their schedule. And I think we're going to have an excellent spring training. So I will stand by for questions, Tam, at the end. And that's my report.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the update, and want to say I'm super excited about the basketball. I think, not only do we have this basketball going on and the opportunity to do it, but the quality of it is really high, both on the men's and the women's side. And I just think it's really good news for our community. I know what the Maui Invitational has done for that community, and I'm excited about the potential that this Fort Myers tip-off is having for our community. It's definitely a placemaking event, puts a destination on the map, and it's really good for us. So thank you to you and your team for all that hard work. And it never hurts to be on Fox right after the big game that day, with our destination commercial. So that opportunity just, you can't beat. So again, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Tim.
Okay, well, I am going to hand the call off to Pamela Johnson. She's going to give the VCB update, because I'm going to go speak to the Cape Coral Chambers Leadership Group. So thank you for joining us this morning. All the best from me. And Pamela, you'll have to unmute yourself. Start too.
Absolutely, Tam. Good morning and good luck. Thank you for joining us. All right. With the VCB update, let me just go ahead and give you some of a little bit of our activities. At the beginning, STAR indicates that hotel occupancy for the week of September 17th through the 23rd was up 64.7%, and that's a 4.6% increase. ADR, average daily rate, was down just a tad at 126.53. That's a 1.2% increase. And RevPAR, revenue per available room, was up at 3.3%. And that figure is $81.90 for RevPAR. The sales team, fiscal year to date, the sales team has sourced 853 RFPs to hotel partners fiscal year to date. And from those RFPs, hotels have booked 114 meetings. Sales staff will be at IMEX October 17th through the 19th. IMEX is a huge trade show event where global business events and the community comes together, and we'll be in the Visit Florida booth as usual. On the international side, we're happy to participate in Canusa, which is a huge German tour operator. Canusa is having their 50th anniversary event in Hamburg, Germany on Saturday. And for the rest of the month of October, we are participating in Casa del Sol in Germany, October 8th. We'll be headed to London for Brand USA's Travel Week and CEO Summit. That's October 16th through the 19th. Visit Florida Media Mission in Canada, October 23rd through the 27th. FTI, again, a tour operator in Germany. FTI North American Roadshow will be in four cities in Germany and will be participating in late October. Also, the Discover America Canada Day in Toronto on October 26th. And then finally, Visit USA's workshop around the Halloween theme and a travel agent event in Frankfurt, Germany, October 28th. As many of you know, we have two representatives based outside of the VCB main offices here in Fort Myers in Washington, D.C. and the Midwest, and they are responsible for sourcing group business to Lee County. One of those sales managers, Jerry Terp, is retiring at the end of October. We're going to miss Jerry dearly. However, we're happy to announce that Lauren Hypes is our new Midwest sales manager, and she'll be joining us next week in town to for destination education, meeting folks, and we're just really happy to welcome Lauren. A little bit about Lauren is she's got 15 years of CVB sales experience, about 9 years of hotel experience. She will be headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And again, she'll be here next week. She begins October 1st. If you will have the opportunity in the future, I'm sure, to interact with Lauren. In communications, in partnership with Visit Florida, the VCB communications team recently hosted a UK FAM featuring journalists from some of the biggest news outlets in the UK, including those like the UK Sun, Cosmo, OK Magazine, and Stylus. Thank you to all of our partners who assisted us in hosting the journalists during their visit here. Visitor Services would like to thank those who attended this year's eAwards on October 24th. It was, if you were there, you recognize the specialness of that event. We had attendance over 700. We were able to honor 590 nominees for their excellent, exceptional customer service. And it never stops. We're already accepting nominations for next year's eAwards at eawards.org and would love to have you include your employees. Also staying with Visitor Services, the VCB's tourism ambassadors who volunteer in the visitor information booths at the airport are going through additional destination training this fall in preparation for our busy season. So if you're interested in hosting this group of very educated ambassadors who give information to folks traveling, our visitors and passengers traveling through RSW, if you're interested in hosting this group at your hotel or attraction, please reach out to Visitor Services. I have a telephone number here. I'll give it to you, but if you miss it, please feel free to contact us at the VCB and we'll give you the telephone number. The telephone number is 239, of course, 590-4855. 239-590-4855 or visitorservices@leegov.com. Again, if you missed any of that, happy to give you that information if you just contact one of us. Something really exciting that started last week in terms of the marketing department, the 9th annual Island Hopper Songwriter Festival Fest is underway. Had a very successful weekend on Captiva last weekend. And for the first time, we moved Island Hopper to Cape Coral earlier this week. Attendance numbers are still coming in, but it looks like we're going to break last year's attendance attendance on Captiva. No doubt, thanks to not only our commissioners, but the collaboratory sponsoring Free Tolls this past Saturday and Sunday. A big thank you to them and also the Lee County Board of County Commissioners for releasing those tolls over a big part of August and September. So performances continued last night in downtown Fort Myers and this weekend, Fort Myers Beach, all weekend. So if you don't have anything planned and you want to come out and have a really good time, please support Island Hopper on Fort Myers Beach this weekend. Some final reminders, our next TDC meeting is October 12th at 9 a.m. You can join us in person downtown here at our office at Admin East, or you can join online via Lee County Government's YouTube channel. And then please be sure, I'm sure we'll be sending out Save the Dates very shortly, but be sure to block the morning of November 9th on your calendar for the annual VCB Tourism Summit. In addition to rolling out our sales and marketing plan for the year ahead, we also have a great guest speaker in Peter Greenberg. He will be our keynote speaker this year. This year's event will be at the Westin Cape Coral. Breakfast will be at 8 a.m. and the program starts at 9 a.m. So look for a request for you to RSVP next week, as I mentioned. Now, with all of that, I would like to open things up and give anyone the opportunity to speak, ask questions, offer comments, any kind of feedback, information on what's going on with your business. Just a reminder, you'll need to use star 2 to unmute yourself, and we will open it up now. So please, if you'd like to give a comment, star 2. Okay, as Tam said, I believe we probably have a very small number of people on the phone call this morning, and I'd just like to add my comments to Tam. You know, as we pause and reflect on this day of remembrance, I know that the Lee County and the VCB staff are just filled with a profound sense of gratitude and admiration for our community's strength and resilience. The damage and disruption that was caused by Ian was definitely immense, but our collective spirit really shone brightly amid the storm's aftermath. So here is to our continued progress and a brighter future together, looking forward to great things as we continue to recover and rebuild. So with that, I would like to wish everybody a great day. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a good weekend. And please, again, if you can support Island Hopper on Fort Myers Beach, we would greatly appreciate seeing your beautiful faces and having a good time this weekend. So thanks again, everybody, for taking the time to join us. Thank you to Jeff and Carol for being with us this morning. And we will talk to you soon. Everyone be well. Thank you.